snowy March morning that we're having. I appreciate everybody making the trek and giving yourselves a little extra time to be here. So thank you for doing that. Today's a really special and exciting day. We get to start working on the new Meadow Ridge Library and the new Meadowood Neighborhood Center. So thank you for being here to celebrate this occasion with us. There was some public listening sessions. I bet a number of you actually participated in those feedback opportunities to help us design the new library, neighborhood center, and shared space. So I want to recognize the leadership of a few people who made that a really, community-driven process. And so Mike Zulke from Engberg Anderson is here. Mike, can you raise your hand? So you probably recognize him. He led those neighborhood sessions. So thank you, Mike. And that's what brought us to the terrific design that we have here today. We also have with us the construction company that will be doing the general contracting on this particular project. Jim Shear from Shear Construction is here. This is the first time many of us are meeting our team from Shear Construction, so we're very much looking forward to working with you. This project is really due to a very important partnership between the library and the neighborhood center here. So it has been something that has been going on for a while, that the two organizations have been working together, but what is so great is this partnership is going to reach a whole new level now. With this sort of shared space and the sort of cross-pollination that will happen between the two organizations are a really unique opportunity, and I think a model that libraries and neighborhood centers will look to in years to come. We're so grateful to the city of Madison who seized this particular opportunity when the Ace Hardware closed. We know there's a lot of neighborhood associations who are very active in this community and who really were concerned when the Ace Hardware left the neighborhood. So we're grateful that the city saw this as not a problem to be fixed, but instead of an opportunity to be taken. And we're grateful that the city has made a very significant investment to make this project happen and happen in a speedy manner. So the foundation's role in this project is that we're charged with raising some of the private funds needed to make this project happen, which is why we're hosting you all here today and hoping to raise the visibility of this project. So our goal is to raise $100,000 to make this project happen. Those funds will actually support some of the capital needs of the project, but they'll also help get new programs off the ground, particularly collaborative programs among the two organizations, as well as to seed a brand new endowment for the Meadow Ridge Library branch. So we're really looking forward to having an opportunity to make that endowment happen and grow that endowment over the years so that we can continue to support programs and collections and new resources at the library year in and year out. You can see to my right here that we have lots of donors to thank, but that we are actually having some good success in this early stage of the campaign. But I will let my partner in this effort, Rob Stroud, tell you a little bit more about that. We do have a great committee of volunteers who we work with on this project, as well as our Library Foundation Board, who's very supportive. I was hoping the Foundation Board could raise their hands. We have a number of them here. Just raise your hands. So thank you for being here and for providing great leadership on fundraising for this project and the projects to come. So now I'm going to introduce Rob Stroud. Rob is the campaign chair for this particular project. He is also a Library Foundation Board member. And more importantly, he is a 37-year resident of this community. So Rob, why don't you come up here and I'll let you recognize a few other folks.
Mary and I have lived in Orchard Ridge since 1977, and both of us have lived in Madison our whole lives, and we really, really are looking forward to this project going forward. This is a neighborhood that has had some challenges, and one of the resources that I think has made a difference is the Neighborhood Center working in cooperation with the library. It's something that has been a successful partnership, and this is really going to help. So we have, we've had a number of people here who, and organizations who have contributed already to the effort to raise $100,000. And as you can see from the chart, we're almost there. We will then begin raising money for the endowment, as Jenny mentioned. We have a committee of 16 members. Those people here who are on the fundraising committee, could you raise your hand?
Oh, raise
them high. There's more than that. Come on, there's more than that. Good, good. Thank you. We also have several donors who have provided early support that really got this effort off the ground. One of them is Joe Mulkey here from Dane County Credit Union. Joe is here. Thank you, Joe, for your gift. E.G. Shramka, who is the executive director of the Irwin and Robert Goodman Foundation, used to live in the neighborhood, and the Goodman Foundation made a substantial gift to us. And then we have one that I really like, the Friends of the Sequoia Library contributed to our fund. Is there someone here from the Sequoia Friends? Yes, good. Thank you very much. We also have a number of the neighborhood associations, the Orchard Ridge and Meadow Ridge and Green Tree organizations that have started their efforts to raise money among their membership. And then finally, of course, the biggest contributor to this whole project is the City of Madison. And Mayor Sockland has been supportive of libraries in general and of this library in particular. As Jenny mentioned, when this space became vacant, there were a lot of fears about the future of this entire shopping center. The city fast-tracked this, and Mayor Sockland helped us get this approved so that we have what you see now here beginning to be a real community resource. The only library in the city that is going to have a community kitchen as part of it. I think that's going to allow us to do a lot of really innovative programming. Mayor Sockland, could you come up, please?
Thank you, Rob, and just thank all of you who put time and effort into making projects like this work. There's a famous case that's used in graduate schools on management and public policy. It's called the King County Library. I don't know how many of you are familiar with it. I'm just curious, how many of you are familiar with it? There are a handful of people. Great. The King County Library refers to the public library system in Seattle, Washington. And back in the 1980s, as our nation's economy was transitioning, there were a great number of households where all of the parents worked. And so consequently, the number of latchkey kids was growing and growing and growing. And what the parents were doing was telling the kids, after school, go to the library till 5:30 or 6 when I get home. And so King County Library was flooded with all these kids ranging in age from 7, 8 years old into their teens. And what was going on with the library was having a problem. It seems that the kids were disrupting the library. And they tried for several years to figure out what to do about this. And then one day, someone in the system said, wait a second, don't we want the kids in the library? Haven't we been trying to get the kids into the library? Instead of telling them to sit quietly and shushing them in traditional library fashion, why don't we welcome and engage them? Well, that was just one of many management problems at the King County Library. It reflected a broader problem, which was attitude about the people we serve and the people we work with. Let's jump forward now to the period here about 4 years ago when we were making a decision to build the new Central Library. And there were always these little sniping remarks about books are gone, libraries are dead, why invest all that money in a place that was conceived hundreds of years ago and is now a dinosaur? And I want to say to those folks, I hope you've learned something. The library is constantly changing, the library is evolving. The library never was solely about books. The library was a place to exchange information and knowledge, experiences. Yes, the old-fashioned way was principally through books, but we're coming to learn that that exchange of information, that exchange of knowledge, that exchange of culture can be manifested in many ways, and the modern library is doing that every day. Fortunately, in Madison, we've got a library director. We've had several library directors. Greg's not the only one. And I'm sure he'll acknowledge the foresight of his predecessors. Library staff, a library board, a foundation that didn't need a case from King County to understand that importance. To go along with that, we had something called our neighborhood resource teams. And I want to talk a little bit about the neighborhood resource teams. The neighborhood resource teams involve dozens and dozens of city staff, including librarians and police officers, who focus in very intense ways on about 9 neighborhoods in the city, and this is one of them. The effectiveness of those resource teams is a function of the strength of the neighborhood. One of the things we've learned over the years is no matter what we do with city staff, their degree of effectiveness can't outdistance the neighborhood. It takes neighborhood resources, neighborhood leadership to, in effect, make the team go. It's as though you're trying to design a vehicle and you had no means of propulsion. That's the neighborhood. That's the neighborhood residents. It's the neighborhood organizations, everything from the faith-based community to civic organizations. And here in Meadowood, we have had a great and strong neighborhood-based organization. We've had the community center and all sorts of other resources. And the point is this: when we got the unfortunate news that the hardware store was closing and we had to make quick decisions, we didn't spend 2 years studying. We didn't have to go deep in examination to see if this was going to be a wise investment. We already had an active neighborhood, we had the community, we knew what was going on in the neighborhood center, and so it was more or less a fait accompli that we were going to make this kind of investment in this particular spot. And sometimes those of us who've got the responsibility for public decisions, you know, back in the recesses of our minds, there's the question, is this going to turn out all right? You know, is it going to live up to expectations? And we don't always know that when we make these kinds of decisions. There's never been any question in my mind that when it comes to this summer and we open the doors, when it comes to a year from now and 2 years from now, and we review the success of this library, when we review the success of this community, that we know we've done the right thing. And so everyone here is a partner in that. Everyone here was planning for it. And if you think about it, the planning for this took place years and years ago, when all of you made commitments, whether it was to the library, the foundation, to the neighborhood, to all the different parts that make up a community and give it a sense of place. So with that, I just want to thank all of you, and that's my opportunity to welcome someone who I had absolutely nothing to do with in regards to hiring. It's one of the wisest decisions that's ever been made in the city on the standpoint of a personnel. I guess I really have to commend the library board, but it's just been wonderful working with Greg. and my opportunity to thank you for your work.
That made me blush. I do want to thank Mayor Soglin for all the support he's been giving for libraries. And I'd also like to recognize some of the other elected officials we have in the audience as well. We have Alders Matt Clear, or Fair, and Mark Clear. I put you guys together. And also Supervisor Matt Ferdran with the Dane County Board. As the mayor mentioned, we just opened a central library not too long ago. And it's really humbling to be at the podium again, such a short time after that. Thank you, City of Madison, again, and your support of libraries. It truly sends such a positive statement to our communities that the city's elected officials, the city's administration, the library board are so supportive of our libraries here. And in order to accomplish that as well is a terrific staff that Madison Public Libraries have. I really want to point out the work of Alice Oakey and her staff here at Meadow Ridge, all the involvement they put in the planning, working with the architects, the design team, to really put forth a quality project has just been outstanding. So thank you so much. The place we're standing in will be the future library. And what this represents is a much larger space. It'll be about 46% larger than the existing library. And what we can do with that space is really accomplish a lot of things. We'll have some really well-defined areas for young people to use our facility. We'll have defined areas for our teens to use the facility. We'll have a quiet reading room for those people that want that little refuge and sanctuary. And it'll be a reading room that won't double as a story time space, or a periodical room, or all the other things that quiet reading room in the current library is doing now. So we're really going to have a lot of advantages with this new space. And a lot of the materials and media and technology that we will be bringing to the community is very rewarding. And we could only accomplish that by having a space like this. The other thing that I'm very excited about, And you might say, well, the Central Library was such a great project. Doesn't this one pale in comparison? Well, I guess if you're just talking about size or scope, perhaps it does. But I'm just as enthusiastic about the Meadow Ridge Library renovation as I am about the Central Library and what it means to Madison and the community. This is a terrific project. And what I'm most excited about is our first-time partnership with the Meadowwood Neighborhood Center. A terrific organization. I think we both have the same mission to bring resources to the community and serve the community as best that we can. This will be a unique library situation with the shared space. And it was mentioned earlier about some amenities. We've listened to the community, and the mayor established the Meet Need program. We've been to community dinners in the Meadowwood neighborhood. And we thought, what could we do to really bring that engagement with our community? And a community kitchen was one of the ideas that was thought of, and we're moving that forward. What we'll be able to accomplish with that are teaching young people how to make healthy snacks. We'll bring in the health department to do nutritional programs. We'll be able to do cooking programs. We'll be able to work with the neighborhood center to do programs after school and out of school time to really demonstrate what a community means and how food can bring people together. So we've embraced that concept and we're really gonna utilize it here at this facility. Speaking of the neighborhood center, though, the Middle Ridge Meadowwood Neighborhood Center. I want to next introduce their director, Joe Schlesing, and for him to give a few words about their center as well. So, thank you, Joe.
So I've been asked to talk a little bit about what the new Neighborhood Center will bring to the community here. And in a word, more. We'll be able to do more than we can do in what is a pretty limited space right now. Oftentimes I have people come and say, hey, I have this great idea for this new program. Can we do this? And I say, yeah, give us till next school year and we can do that. So we've been waiting. We're very excited about this expansion and some of the examples of things that we can do. Much of what we're going to do is just an extension of what we do now. We have limited service based on our limited size. The expansion of that size allows us to expand our services. Some examples of those expanded services are currently we have a donation table for food. Well, our food table will become a bona fide food pantry, so we can really get nutrition to the people who need it most in our community and are struggling. Some other examples of expanded programming that we currently do and will be growing is our elementary Friday night program. We sadly are only able to offer limited service to elementary age kids currently. That program is going to become a much more robust Monday through Friday after school program. It's one of the things that I'm most excited about in the expanded space. So we'll be able to serve many more kids and serve those kids better. We also have a computer lab that, particularly on our job search days, really gets glutted. We have a real demand for those computers that we're not able to meet currently. Our computer lab is growing twofold, so we'll be able to really get the people who are looking for to kind of connect and find those job opportunities, the resources they need to be able to do that. But we're also going to be able to offer new opportunities. We currently really don't have much by way of a kitchen. As Greg mentioned, we have this exciting kitchen space that we will be programming around pretty extensively. Alice and I also have been in pretty extensive communication as to what that looks like. So this kind of shared vision is a very, very exciting thing for us. And I think that kind of starts in the kitchen. And as Greg mentioned, organizing people, food is always a help with that. So that's very exciting for us. We'll also have a large activity room. Our current space doesn't offer much by way of physical recreation. We have one 50-plus exercise class, and we're hoping to offer more exercise classes for adults. Also, a place for kids to come and be able to run around and blow off steam. On a day like today, our kids come and they run around and they blow off steam, but it'll be a better venue for that. So that's very exciting to me personally, and I think to our kids. Also the community groups room. Currently we can have one group at a time in the center. We don't have divided spaces, so two groups kind of run over each other. We'll have this large community groups room that's divisible, and we can serve multiple groups at the same time in tandem, multiple ages, different programs. So that right there is just a huge, huge thing for us. So I guess the other things that I'm really most excited about is really our collaboration with the library. As I said, Alice and I talk really quite frequently about what that collaboration looks like, and we're kind of building that vision. So I think this is a very unique opportunity, a very unusual paradigm that I think we both have really fully embraced, and we're interested to see kind of where it goes from here. And with that, I guess I would just put out the call that in this new expanded space and these new opportunities, we really could use help from the community. We have a whole bunch of volunteer opportunities in this new space that we do not currently have. And we need volunteers to help us consummate this vision. So anyone here who's interested in being a part of this common vision between us and the library, talk to Alice. Talk to me and let us know what you can bring. We're interested to open our doors and welcome everybody in the community. So I guess that's it.
Thank you, Joe. So we're going to conclude now. I just want to give a couple more thanks, so before we do. First of all, I want to thank the Friends of the Meadow Ridge Library. Could you guys raise your hands and wave? There's a bunch of them here. So they are a fantastically organized group. First, we have to say thank you for the treats they brought today that I hope you will stay and enjoy with us. But they year-round work to raise money for the library branch, as all our friends do. They do a great pie sale around Thanksgiving. They do book sales. And what they've been saving their money for is to contribute to this particular project. So I want to recognize the fact that they have pledged a $10,000 matching grant for anybody who gives gifts to this project. They will match it dollar for dollar up to $10,000. We have a little over $3,000 left of that match. So if anybody is inspired by that, we of course are encouraging donations, and the Friends have been so generous to match that. I also would like to recognize in the crowd Victor Castro. Victor, could you raise your hand and wave? Victor is suffering from a little illness. He's got a cold, so you can see his, he doesn't normally wear the mask. But he, even though he's very mysterious, but Victor has actually become a bit of a fixture in this community, in the shopping center, and in the library over the last couple months. The foundation applied for a grant from Madison Arts Commission to hire Victor and commission him to do a permanent new artwork, which will actually be in the atrium space right outside the front door here. And Victor has been gathering materials and working on design, and actually that's where we invite your participation. The design drawings are now down at the library as well as up on Facebook, and we're asking for people to vote on their favorite designs. And this has been a really community-generated process. Victor engaged with lots of people, children in the community, family members, people who brought their donations and materials to get inspiration, and he really calls it a social sculpture is what he's working on. So I invite people to participate in voting. If you have more questions about that, I think Tana Elias is here and can tell you kind of where to look to vote for that. But I encourage you to participate. Also, we still need donations of the material that Victor is using for the sculpture. So I have them in my car. I'm sorry I didn't bring one in. Do you have one with you, Victor?
In the car.
Okay. So what we're looking for are Tetra Pak containers. And Tetra Pak is, if you get broth in a carton, or you get almond milk or something like that in a carton, those cartons are what we need. That's what Victor is using to build this sculpture. They have a beautiful shiny silver lining on the inside, and we are all collecting those and donating them to Victor so that he can build this sculpture. So please save yours. You can bring them into any library branch and donate them. And there's a little how-to, like clean them out and clip them off on our Facebook and website if you have any interest in helping us with that. So finally, I just want to say thank you for coming. We're really excited about this project. It has a pretty quick timeline, so I think you'll see progress pretty quickly. We're aiming to do most of this construction work during the course of this calendar year. So I think we're all eager to get in our new spaces and start enjoying them and start seeing the fruits of all of this work. I do want to say that this collaboration, when you heard Joe talk about how we're working and you heard Greg talk about how we're working, we have some good news that we just got our first grant to fund some joint programming. It's a grant program through the city called their Seed Grants, and it's going to help fund an after-school nutrition-based snack club that the two organizations will jointly operate out of this new community kitchen. So we're going to pilot that and get that off the ground as soon as that kitchen opens. And of course, that needs to go through City Council approval, Matt and Mark, still. So I'm kind of announcing that prematurely, but we've been recommended to get that grant, and we're really excited because that's our first opportunity where we have jointly asked for funding for a program, and that's the type of collaboration I hope you see for years to come. And the foundation is really willing to play a leadership role in making sure we have funds for that. So we're very excited. Thank you all for coming. If you have questions about the plans, I think Mike being here, he's probably really the best person to give you any details about kind of the architectural drawings and what's going on in the spaces. But I know Alice and Joe would also be eager to talk to you about the program plans and how the community will use the spaces. We're going to do a quick photo op. We're going to actually begin a little demolition. So we have a Jim, if you could come join me, and the mayor, if you could come join me, and Greg and Rob, we're going to come and do a quick photo op. But thank you all for coming. I hope you stay for some refreshments, and thanks for caring about this project.
Enough! Quit!